Tonight, Ben Jones talks to the frontman from the biggest selling American group ever. This is an Eagles special with Don Henley on Virgin Radio.
This is Ben Jones back with Don Henley. Now, did you have trouble when you guys decided to actually do a new album? And it's taken quite a while for you to actually, because you had been playing. People think this is some kind of reunion. It's not. You have been together in studios, you know, mucking about with a few songs over the years. But when you actually decided to put a new album down, was it difficult to bring new life into a band that had been dormant for so long?
Yeah, well, as you say, we had been in and out of the studio really since the mid-90s when we got back together. And never really could get any traction in the studio. We, for one reason or another, you know, again, we all consider parenting to be our first and foremost duty, and all of us, most of us have young children, and so we were involved with that. Plus, we were having some friction in the band with certain band members who are now departed. That was an obstacle to getting the creativity going again, and once we got that obstacle behind us, things started to flow much better, and we brought in a new guitarist named Stuart Smith, who has been a real catalyst in this band as far as creativity is concerned. He's a brilliant powerhouse of a musician, plays multiple instruments, was heavily involved in the production and the songwriting on this new album. And another gentleman that was brought in named Richard Davis, who was also a musician and was involved in the production on this album. And that all helped to get to infuse some new life into the proceedings. And so we finally got traction. This album, really, the bulk of it was done in a year and a half, in 2006 and 2007.
When I listen to The Long Road Out of Eden, I hear an album that, yes, clearly there is new blood and new life been injected into the Eagles, but it's like picking up from where you left off. Eagles fans are not disappointed by this record. New fans enjoy listening to this record. I mean, to be blunt, there is a phrase, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Does that kind of apply to these 20 songs on this new album?
Yeah, well, that was our motto, really, about this album. We went round and round for a long time going, oh my God, how do we make a new modern sounding album? How can we be au courant and hip, and how can we make an album that appeals to younger people and our fans at the same time? And finally, after a couple of years of agonizing about that, we just said, well, you know what, we should really be who we are. We should do what we do, and the cycle in music had sort of come around to what we do again, so we just stopped worrying about it, and we did what we do. We wrote some good material, and we produced it and recorded it the way we've always done, and our fans responded in kind. I think that the songs on this album are more mature in some ways than some of our earlier work. I think some of the songs are more fully realized as pieces of work, and I think it took us a while, but we arrived at the right decision.
20 songs on this record, so there must have been a lot of stuff which didn't make the record. You're clearly going through another prolific period in your songwriting, Don.
Yeah, well, there were several songs that didn't make the record. We just simply didn't have the room. You can put, technically speaking, you can put about 72 minutes of music on a CD without losing sound quality, so we didn't want to do that. So we split the album up into two CDs, and the thing that was attractive to us about the deal with Walmart, who is the exclusive vendor in this country, is that the album was reasonably priced. People got a lot of bang for their buck, and we liked that. But there are songs on the, as they say, on the cutting room floor that may appear on another album if we decide to do one.
You don't have to say a word. I can see it in your eyes. I know what you want to say. It's so hard to say goodbye. I can hold back my tears and try to be strong while our love is falling apart. I know what I'll say if you walk away, but what do I do? What do I do with my heart? Change your mind. You know where you need to go. I know I'll be left behind.
I won't hold you back. I won't stand in your way. If you need to make a new start, but I still when my arms let you go,
What do I do? What do I do with my heart?
Jones with Don Henley tonight, a new track from Long Road Out of Eden called What Do I Do With My Heart. Now, as you have done in the past, you sort of musically hold a mirror up to America to reveal itself both politically and socially. Long Road Out of Eden has a great lyric. I love this lyric. Weaving down the American highway through the litter and wreckage and cultural junk. Are you worried about your country in 2008?
I've been worried about my country for a long time now, with good reason, particularly for the past 7.5 years. I think things have gone terribly awry, and I hope that come November we can get things back on track.
Forget the politics for one second, but I find America's obsession with celebrity quite disturbing as well. Would you agree?
Yeah, well, we got that from you all, I think.
Well, yeah, actually, you know what? We did start that, and I'm sorry about that. You know, the
yeah, well, I think we... I think we can all blame Rupert Murdoch for that, can't we?
Yes, I think so. Although I'm sure somewhere he probably signs my check somewhere down the line, so I'm not going to slag him off too much.
Yeah,
being in a band for as long as you have, the highs, the lows, the good times, the bad times, it's the closest thing I can imagine to being in a marriage. How do you make it work when things have been said and things have been done that in the past have hurt?
Well, I think if you talk to any band, you know, if any band from The Who to The Rolling Stones to U2 to The Beatles to, you know, any band will tell you that it's not easy, that there are great difficulties in keeping the relationships healthy. It's the nature of creative people. It's the nature of the beast when you work so closely and so intimately with other people, particularly in the studio, in a closed, close environment, and when you're working on things that are very personal to you. It's also difficult on the road. People come up to me and say, "Oh, you must really have a lark on the road." And I say, "No, mate, it's work and it's hard work." Even as cushy as we try to make it these days, it's still very difficult. It's difficult to be away from your family, difficult sleeping in a different bed every night. And of course, there's the 3 hours on stage that are very intense. You want to do your best and hope that everybody's on the case every night. You know, there's a lot of pressure, a lot of emotional pressure being in a band. But, you know, it's better than working at the petrol station.
Talk me through a song which is getting a hell of a lot of airplay here in the UK, a song called How Long. Tell us a little bit about this record, if you would, please, Don.
Well, we have an old and dear friend named John David Souther, who is a fellow Texan. We were all part of the same mafia, if you will, back in the early 70s. Mr. Souther and Glenn Frey were in a group together. They had a musical duo, as a matter of fact. And we all sort of ended up on the same label together. And John David was our mate, and he was a bit like the secret eagle. He wrote or co-wrote a lot of the songs that were hits for us, including New Kid in Town and The Best of My Love. And How Long is a song that he wrote and recorded back in the early 1970s. It was on his first solo album, which was recorded for David Geffen's label, Asylum Records. And we used to do that song, actually. I had forgotten about it. We used to do it in the early part of our career. In fact, there's some footage, I believe, on YouTube of us performing that song somewhere on a TV show in Holland in about 1973. And Glenn's kids saw that on YouTube and said, "Dad, look at your hair." And so Glenn decided that we should record that song. And it was decided that it should be the first release from this album. And so that's what we did. And it worked out quite well because, again, it's one of those things, it just sounds like us. It sounds like an Eagles song. It's reminiscent of Take It Easy or Already Gone and some of those things. And so it was really, we went full circle with that song, back to our roots, so to speak.
This is an Eagles special. Ben Jones talks to Don Henley on Virgin Radio.
Like a bluebird with his heart removed, lonely as a tree. I've run just as far as I can run. If I never see feels all right, you know.